Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Welcome to the No Spin News Weekend Edition.
Democrats are really caught here. They can't support Biden on the documents because of what they did to Trump. So Senators Manchin and Durbin went on the Sunday shows, and here's what they said.
It's unbelievable how this could happen. It's totally irresponsible, and who's at fault? But with that being said, putting it in a political kangaroo court's not going to help. What it should be done is exactly what Merrick Garland did, put the special counsel. Let's wait and see.
At its heart, the issue is the same. Those documents should not have been in the personal possession of either Joe Biden or Donald Trump. But what happened and followed from it is significantly different.
Oh, he doesn't know that, Durbin. Now, this is what I said on News Nation last week, and I could be wrong about this. I don't think so, but I could be. I don't think Trump or Biden knew what the deuce was in those boxes. I think they were moved out of their office places, moved in to Mar-a-Lago and to the other Biden centers. You know, they're not looking at that stuff. Now, that doesn't excuse it. Doesn't excuse it. And Trump handled it differently. He was defiant. And Biden knew that he had to be, he hasn't admitted he's wrong. I'll play you a soundbite in a minute. But he knew he had to take a different approach than Trump because he did the same thing as Trump. But I don't think either of them knew. Now, maybe I'll be proven wrong on that. But I doubt it. So here's what Biden says about the whole thing. Go.
We're fully cooperating, looking forward to getting this resolved quickly. I think you're going to find there's nothing there. I have no regrets. I'm following what the lawyers have told me they want me to do. It's exactly what we're doing. There's no there there. Thank you.
Oh, I hate that cliche. Don't you hate that cliche? If you're going to use no there there, then you just apply it to Biden himself. He's not really there. It's an apparition. Okay? So I have no regrets. And Trump didn't have any regrets either. Where do we get to this point where the presidents of the United States, even if they do something that shouldn't have happened, won't say, gee, I wish it didn't happen? You can't get that anymore. I have no regrets. Yeah. Now, this Rehoboth Beach House thing is bothering me. All right? This is why I have Biden derangement syndrome. It shouldn't bother me this much, but it bothers me. I think it's corruption. So I told my staff, get Tallman. Get him off the ski slopes of Salt Lake. Get him in here, former U.S. Attorney for Utah. You know, I've made your career. You know, I have made you. Now I see you on Fox. 100%. I see you with all these pinheads over there. You know, you're a big star. People are going, can I get the little gray and the Talman beard? You know, they're going.
We were there before there was there.
That's right. I discovered you. It's like Shirley Temple. All right. Does this make any sense to you as a former U.S. attorney? As you don't, after all this time, you haven't even gone into the Rehoboth House.
Yeah, I'm glad you highlighted it because I think corruption as well, Bill. And I've dealt with cases. I've been on both sides of the classified document cases, prosecuting them and defending on them. And they take a pretty much a zero tolerance approach with anyone else. And they took that approach with President Trump. And you and I were the first ones to say, you know, they were overdoing it and it was going to come back to bite them. And it did. And now they're stuck. And I just want to point out, though, remember, it was the inspector general that got tipped off that Biden might have a document or two. And then they very quietly used private attorneys to go to his Penn office, you know, and search. And then they found some and they brought it to DOJ. Every step of the way, it seems as though it's more an effort to control a story than it actually is to investigate. And now, with an entire home not having been investigated, the DOJ and the FBI taking a back seat, we're left to say, look, we may not agree or disagree with what you do, but at least DOJ apply it equally to both sides.
Well, they're never going to do that. But shouldn't Merrick Garland be embarrassed? I mean, as the attorney general, he's got to know. Look, if you're a dope dealer and they find 10 pounds of cocaine in one house, you got another house 8 miles away, they go over to the other house. Okay?
So, no question.
Yeah, Merrick Garland can't defend this. Christopher Wray can't defend it. This makes me think that the special prosecutor appointed by Garland to look at Biden, he can't defend it. That means he's incompetent. That means the fix is in, that they don't really want to know the extent of this. I mean, it's just like you can't defend it. Why didn't you go over there? Am I wrong? Am I overhyping this?
Not at all. Remember, the special counsel is not really even engaged yet. He was going to have 30 days before to wrap up other issues with his practice. So he's not even engaged in calling the shots. So the blame falls squarely.
But wait. I'm not going to give him a pass because, number one, he's already interviewed a few people on this. I know that to be fair. They released it. But number two, all he would have to do as he's disengaging from whatever other thing he was doing is pick up the phone and say, hey, I need somebody to go over to Rehoboth, you know, because we need to have what the scope of this is when I walk in the door. It's not unreasonable. I mean, how long does that take?
Yeah, it's a good point. And I would say especially it's reasonable when you have found documents now in multiple locations. You and I could absolutely place a bet there's going to be some documents in the Rehoboth house.
Yeah, I mean, look, I am so tired of this corruption, which is getting worse and worse and worse. And the American people have got to know it. I mean, I know some don't care. They're more partisan. As long as it's their party is put in a favorable light, they don't care what the party does. But most Americans are going, this is just outrageous. Now, I wanted to get you on the record with the FBI. So Trump appointed Christopher Wray. In my opinion, Wray has made the FBI even worse than it was under Comey. I mean, and when you see Wray testifying in front of in the hearings in Congress, I mean, the guy won't answer a question. He's just a weasel. He comes off as this weaselly guy. He's like Garland. Garland and Wray are like the same. They won't answer questions. Garland looks nervous. All right, he's like this, and Wray looks cool. That's the difference. But in what they're giving the American public is nothing. If you were appointed head of the FBI, and I would do that if I were president, how would you clean that agency up? How would you do it?
Yeah. And first of all, I'd love that job because I think I'd go in there and acknowledge where we made mistakes and answer honestly what we're doing and reprioritize the FBI. My first move, Bill, and I'm glad you asked this question. The first move would be clean house of all those that are in the executive positions in Washington, D.C. Remove them and bring in, there are fantastic resident agents in charge across the country that are running, you know, massive field offices who care more about investigating crime than they do about the politics, and replace all those in Washington, D.C. And as soon as you start to do that, you'll see a very different FBI.
We had an author on last week who wrote a book about the decline of the FBI who said this all started when Robert Mueller was the chief and he was given the mandate after 9/11 to track down terrorists that were here in the United States. And he took authority away from the field offices and centralized everything in Washington and brought in the swamp creatures to the FBI to run that anti-terror program. I don't know whether that's true or not. I obviously didn't, but it made sense that Mueller was the guy. And then it got out of control with Comey and McCabe and the other people. Do you see it that way?
Well, I'm not sure who your guest was, but I would give 1,000% endorsement on that. Think for on this fact, Bill, prior to 9/11 and prior to the new mandate of the FBI to root out domestic terrorism, 70% of the FBI was being used on drug interdiction and violent crime across the country, partnering with state and locals to get rid of violent crime. So 70% shift went to domestic terrorism. With newfound money, budget, they had to justify all that new focus. And that's what they've done. And it's creeped. It's continues to creep into average American citizens' lives as we see them, you know, develop into an intelligence agency rather than a law enforcement agency.
Yeah, and then they align with the anti-Trump movement, and the rest, as we know, is history. All right, Brett, thank you very much for coming on, and stay safe out there in Utah. We'll talk to you again soon, I hope.
Thanks, Bill.
Did you know that every day could be a perfect day if you have an American Home Shield warranty? You are covered for unexpected breakdowns, like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and placements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Do not let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry, be warranty. 20% off plans. You can get that at ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered as a service and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty which may be provided by a home builder or manufacturer.
Who is there for the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who is helping our nation's homeless veterans? And who is helping our nation keep its vow to never forget 9/11? I'll tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's In the Line of Duty programs honor our nation's heroes and their families. That includes its Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year. Dozens of golf outings and barbecues. And the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is helping to educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. This charity keeps its word and honors our nation's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org.
You're listening to the No Spin News Weekend Edition.
All it is banned gun stuff, it means nothing. The Republican Party should get behind the federalization of all gun crimes with mandatories for those who are convicted. That's what the Republican Party should do. But it doesn't. Democratic Party, forget it. We're in this situation of mass murder because of them. Because the cities controlled by the left won't prosecute violent crimes. And that's a memo. Now let's bring in a victim's rights person. Jennifer Harrison comes to us from Suffolk County, and she is the founder of the crime victims advocacy group, Victims' Rights New York. So I understand you had a shooting in your neighborhood. That's a suburban neighborhood out in Suffolk just a couple of days ago, right?
Actually, last night, as I was emailing back and forth with your producers and getting my son ready for bed at the same time, I heard for the first time in my life, what sound? We thought it was fireworks at first, and then it was like a little more of a pop, pop, pop across the creek from me. It ended up being a shootout, a drive-by shooting. People were driving by in a car and shooting. I don't know where exactly we're waiting for the police reports, but it was extremely scary.
Do you have a gang problem in your suburban neighborhood?
We do. Awesome. I actually live in the same community as Lee Zeldin.
Okay, I know where it is. So this New York insanity now leaves people like you and your son vulnerable to violence. And Albany and the governor, Hochul, they don't care. Do they care? Have they responded to you?
No, they blocked me on social media, actually. So, you know, the Speaker of the Assembly, Carl Heastie, has blocked me on all sorts of social media. The Crime Victims Committee, Senator Julia Salazar, who is the chairwoman of the Crime Victims Committee, has blocked me on social media. So that's how much they care about victims in New York.
Why did they block you? Did they give you a reason?
There is no reason, because I call them out on their bad policies on social media, and they don't want their electorate or constituency to see their policies.
Okay, so you didn't attack them personally or say anything obscene or anything like that?
No.
Now, in New York, we had an election in November where you had a guy, Lee Zeldin, who you mentioned, who would have reformed this insane, permissive crime situation. Yet he lost to Kathy Hochul, who is responsible for the death of thousands of innocent people. She's directly responsible because she signed the legislation. Okay. So isn't it the fault of New York voters? They're not stepping up to protect themselves.
I'm a bit conflicted on that, Bill. I'm glad that you asked that question, though, because I wonder if it is the New York voter themselves that are to blame, or if the media is complicit as they continue to cover for these elected officials and their bad policies.
Well, there's no doubt about that. There's no doubt about the media is complicit. But I think everybody in New York, at least downstate where we are, know the extent of the violence. I mean, you'd have to know it because of the internet and New York Post, programs like mine that report it on a regular basis. So, yes, the media covers, but, you know, everybody's got to know how bad it is, yet they still continue to vote for the politicians that allow it to happen.
Well, there are also community leaders that are complicit that convey the wrong message that Kathy Hochul is their savior and the Democrats are their saviors. And, you know, you mentioned in your monologue that, you know, the reason for this is that they consider these mass incarceration policies, as they call it, racist. But on the other hand, you have to look at who these armed black men are killing, and that's other young black men and black children. So
those stats Jennifer, are readily available. We've reported them many, many times. 90% of African Americans in New York City voted for Hochul, even though they can see with their own eyes their own brethren shot and dying in the streets. 90% voted for the woman who made that possible. It is, to me, inexplicable.
I agree, and that's why I formed a political action committee to try and raise awareness to these issues and campaign against politicians that are implementing dangerous policies like bail reform and raise the age and less is more. Kathy Hochul signed Less is More, which was actually written by a convicted gang member and murderer, Derek Singletary, knowing that he would be released one day and on parole and that he had already been sent back to prison for violating parole. So I call them the merry band of idiots in Albany, and I just hope that people wake up before it's too late. It might already be too late, but hopefully we could just pray that we get through.
Yeah, I don't know. New York may be gone. California certainly is. Illinois is. Chicago's gone. New York, I think it could come back, but I'm not sure it will. So your group is the Victims Rights New York. They can go online and get information about your group, Victims Rights New York?
Yes, it's victimsrightsnypac.com.
Okay. Stay safe out there, Jennifer. Thanks for helping us out. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Who is there for the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who is helping our nation's homeless veterans? And who is helping our nation keep its vow to never forget 9/11? I'll tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's In the Line of Duty programs honor our nation's heroes and their families. That includes its Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings and barbecues, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is helping to educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. This charity keeps its word and honors our nation's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is the No Spin News Weekend Edition.
So I'm going over the internet sites, news sites this morning, as I usually do. And I see something from A&W Root Beer. Now, I don't drink soda anymore, but at one time I really liked root beer, and I drank A&W. So they have a bear, Rudy the Bear, that's their advertising person. So I see a report on the internet that says they're going to put pants on Rudy the Bear. And I just rolled my eyes. I believe the report. I believed it. Now, if I can be suckered, you can imagine what everybody else. So my producer is smarter than me, and she said, I don't know about this. It turns out it was a joke, that A&W is shrewd enough to put that out, knowing the internet just publish it, okay? Get all the publicity free and get people riled up. Now, I wasn't riled up. I just go, bears don't wear pants. But bears don't wear shirts either, and Rudy has a shirt. So anyway, it was a fake. But I'm sure people got riled. Now, this comes off the M&M's thing, which I totally ignored because I know what this is. This is a fabricated story that means nothing but gets Mars chocolates big publicity. So the M&M's thing was that they're getting doing away with all these polarizing M&M's advertising mascots who I don't care about at all. I don't eat M&M's because it's too much sugar. But what's wrong with them? I don't know. Are they going to put somebody in heels? I forget it. I knew it was bogus. But do you know how much publicity M&M's got from this? So they got a new ad going on in the Super Bowl, and I think it's not with them. They hired, what's her name, the Saturday Night Live woman. Tell me in my ear where her name is. She's very funny. Maya Rudolph, very funny. Well, I think the most of all the females. I don't know. There are a couple of really good ones. But Maya is the new spokesperson for M&M's. Now, all of this commercial stuff and politically correct stuff generates publicity for the product. But you can get hurt going into this political arena. So joining us now from Montgomery, Alabama, is Dr. Alan Mendenhall. He's Associate Dean of the Sorrell College of Business at Troy University. And, you know, he knows this world. So if you were a CEO of any major corporation, how would you handle, you know, the social media trumped up controversies? You stay away? You embrace it like A&W root beer? What do you do?
Well, I think actually one of the big problems is that these boards of directors are getting pressure from asset management firms and other institutional investors that are actually pushing corporations to the left. And a lot of CEOs are just at companies for a short amount of time. So say you know you're just going in there for 4 or 5 years and you're going to be out looking for the next thing. Well, you can make all kinds of decisions that actually aren't that profitable for your company. In fact, the entire shift from shareholder primacy to the stakeholder model is predicated on this idea that shareholders, maximizing profits for shareholders, is an old-fashioned way of doing business, and that we need to redefine business to account for the interests of all kinds of stakeholders. Well, stakeholders is a vague term that can be defined in any way. So a CEO could come in and say, look, we need to do X, Y, and Z because all these stakeholders may be affected by climate change or some sort of environmental issue. And then you can institute policies and procedures that may make yourself more palatable to the media, that may make your company look suitably leftist.
But that's what happened at Disney, right? That's what Disney did.
So, it's happened so many times. And in fact, but
that's the poster boy for a lesson at Troy University. I mean, you got Disney, which markets to every American who has children, all right? And then all of a sudden, it's pushing a very controversial public school issue about indoctrinating children into subjects they can't possibly understand. Disney says that's good. That's the don't say gay thing. And in doing so, Disney harmed its brand beyond redemption, for at least in the short term. And they got Chapek, the CEO, fired for doing it. But you would think that if Chapek was a good businessman, he would know just what you stated, Dean, that, hey, if you're going to take a political stance, you're going to alienate somebody, right?
That's exactly right. And you'll find that you have to imagine this situation. Let's just say half of America is conservative and half of America is on the political left or progressive. Well, you would know that wading into politics is going to alienate a certain number of people, a certain fraction of the U.S. population. Well, why would any companies do this? Well, it's because we're starting to have financial and institutional incentives that are trying to push companies to the left. And my biggest example of that is just this ESG movement, the environmental, social, and governance movement, which of course can mean two things. In one sense, it's just a framework or strategy that individual corporations undertake internally. But more broadly, it is the non-financial standards, metrics, and factors that asset management firms, financial institutions, and institutional investors consider when they allocate capital or assess risk. Now, these factors are pushing companies to the left. And you see institutional investors, the big three are BlackRock, State Street, and Vanguard. They hold over 20% of the equity of S&P 500 companies. And now we have, trading is very different. You know, 100 years ago, buying stocks and things like that was just becoming widespread. It was only in the 80s and 90s that we started having 401ks and those types of things. Now, institutional investors have gotten huge. They hold around 80%.
So institutional investors that buy a lot of stock, okay?
Yes.
In their funds, they are telling CEOs, hey, you better embrace climate change or we're not going to buy your stock?
Well, here's what happened just yesterday, Bill. Just yesterday, Newsmax was yanked from DirecTV. So AT&T owns roughly 70% of the shares of DirecTV. But you have a small hedge fund that is an activist investor. They're called activist investors. And their job is to go out and buy as many shares in publicly traded companies as they can and deliberately push these companies politically to the left.
By threats? Is that how they push them? By threatening them?
So
by saying, we're going to dump your stock unless you dump Newsmax? Is that what's happening?
They have shareholder proposals that they issue. They write reports. They go to the media, and they vote. They exercise their proxy voting power. So all these thousands and thousands of beneficiaries of these funds, they're the intermediaries, and those people, you know, there's actually a breach of fiduciary duty that's going on because
and they're manipulating the markets. They're manipulating the markets for political gain. I mean, that should be an SEC concern. Securities and Exchange Commission.
In fact, you know, the SEC is actually, because of this, considering some proposed regulations that would force companies to disclose ESG factors. But we know that right now, the way these investments are being done, they violate federal case precedent. They violate Delaware law, where a lot of these companies are incorporated, which places a huge emphasis on shareholder primacy. And they violate the Employment Retirement Income Security Act, ERISA, because a lot of this money that's being invested comes from state pension money.
Well, it's got to be. They've got to litigate it then. And I know this Newsmax thing is in Congress now. We'll see how it goes. Dean, very enlightening. Thank you very much for helping us out. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Bill.
Here's a gem from the No Spin News Vault.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
So let's bring in a guy that I have always thought was very smart. And you'll remember him on The Factor. Bob Beckel is back. I said, where's the suspenders, Beckel? He's got a sweater on. He's coming to us from Washington, D.C., Democratic analyst. So how you been, Bob?
I've been fine. I mean, I've had a few differences with Fox, as you had. And so, but that's behind me now. I mean, by the way, they're polling. I've looked at their polling models, and they are just way, way skewed. I mean,
listen, I don't have any acrimony at all toward the organization, but I did what you did, looked at the methodology, and it's just they're not alone though. A lot of those polls are just not accurate. But
look, it makes sense for if you have Sire on the stage, the idea is to draw some votes away from or draw some attention away from Biden or Bernie. You know, Sire's big thing is the environment. Maybe Pelicans voted in South Carolina. I don't know. But, there's just no way.
I can guarantee you. Yeah, I can guarantee you in a South Carolina primary, Steyer will not hit more than 5%. All right, let's go down the list now. I have predicted Joe Biden will be the nominee from the very beginning. I still stand by that. Am I wrong?
No, I've been with you the whole way. I thought that. In the end, when this big crowd got whittled down, and let's remember, all these other debates were sort of meaningless, and the first ones were full of things, words I didn't understand. And then it only in the last month or so had they begun to mix it up, which is interesting. That'll tell you a lot about a candidate. And so tonight, this one really does matter because it's in Iowa. Everybody watched it in Iowa. I've been through these several times. And so there's going to be a lot at stake tonight. And it'd be curious to me whether Bernie decides he's going to go after Biden on his Social Security allegations or Iraq vote, or whether he keeps after Warren. And I think, by the way, you're exactly right. It's the first question they should ask. It's the first obvious debate point that can't be proved. So somebody's lying, like you said.
Right. And let's see how they deal with that, and why.
Sure.
A follow-up question, Elizabeth Warren, would be, why did you even bring this up, Senator? I mean, what good does this do? But you got Wolf Blitzer. You know, Wolf, he's not going to be aggressive. You've got another reporter at CNN. It's a CNN debate. And a Des Moines Register reporter. I got to be fair. I don't really know them. But I'm not expecting anybody to be confrontational or follow up. The weaknesses of this debate, of the whole series of debate, this is the seventh one, is that you can't interrupt or you won't interrupt. And they can say whatever they want. They don't answer the question. So what good is it? All right, so let's get down to the list. You're with me. Biden is a front runner. You expect him to win. Bernie Sanders has gone up in the polls and raised an amazing amount of money the last quarter. Why an old 78-year-old white socialist, why is he doing so well in the Democratic precincts?
Well, you got to remember, he built up a big base last time. A lot of people invested in him before. He's got a following. And, you know, he received millions and millions of votes in the last election against Hillary Clinton. And some people think that he probably, in fact, did beat her. He beat her in the caucus votes. But leave it on the side, Bernie's got some of the people keep forgetting about this. And that is that people know him and they like him. They don't know the rest of these people except for Biden. I mean, every time Warren opens up her mouth, you got to hear this from the senator from Massachusetts. Who the hell ever heard of her before until she got into this race? Now, and then she got in trouble with Pocahontas and Indians. I don't know where that constituency is going to go, but it doesn't matter. She's fading because she's taken on Bernie Sanders. And I think that's a big mistake. Now, whether Bernie decides to put her away tonight and get very confrontational with her and wrap up the progressive vote, which would mean a lot in that state, or whether he goes after Biden because he's worried Biden's going to beat him there, is a big question in my mind for him. And
I mean, he's got to make a decision, and I'm sure that they're even right now they're discussing what Bernie will do. I just want to make a quick explanation. A caucus is run by the political party. It's not a statewide vote. It's just people involved, activists in the party. That's in Iowa. The week later, there'll be a New Hampshire primary where everybody can vote, a much bigger canvas. When you have people who are very active, they're usually far more liberal than most mainstream Democrats. Is that correct?
Oh, sure. Yeah, they generally account for over 60% of the caucus votes across the country.
Okay. In the Democratic so Bernie process. And Elizabeth have an advantage, even Buttigieg, we'll get to him in a minute, they have an advantage. But even if they beat Biden in Iowa, it doesn't really matter, does it?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't.
Okay.
Now, if Biden loses by a margin, which I don't think he will, I think he could pull an upset, by the way, in New Hampshire. Everybody counted him out of New Hampshire, if you remember, 6 months ago. Now all of a sudden he's leading the polls. And I think this comes down to one fundamental issue. When people now turn into an election year and the hatred for Trump is so deep in the Democratic Party, not just among activists, across the board, they're going to look at that stage tonight and say, which one of these people is best equipped to take that dog on?
What percentage of Democrats do you believe want socialism in America? Is it 50%, 30%?
I'd say 15. 15, 1-5? 1-5, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, when you say socialism, well, that's a probably broad term.
It's been defined. Bernie Sanders wants to run the economy from Washington. He wants to nationalize a lot of private industry for the global warming push. You know, that's socialism. The government really runs the economic engine.
Yeah, that's right. And there's
there are
people
like
Bernie
wants to do. So,
yeah, well, yes. And he declared himself a socialist years ago. And in fact, I was involved in his first mayoral campaign. And we tried to talk him out of using the word socialist to Democrat. And he said, no, I'm going to be a socialist.
He downgraded from communist. You'll remember that Bernie honeymooned in the Soviet Union. So that was a downgrade for him. All right, let's get to Buttigieg. Now, Buttigieg, very articulate, no doubt. He had a little bump up in the polls in December. Now he kind of settled back down. Do you see him as serious contender this year?
No. And what I do see him, though, is a guy fighting for the middle of the Democratic Party against Biden. So I expect tonight that at least if I were advising him, I would go after Biden because he's not going to get votes from either Warren or Bernie. So where's he going to get the votes from? And if you look at some of the polling data, this guy's got the second place voters for Biden in some states go to Buttigieg.
Yeah.
But you and I both know the reality here.
Yeah, look, he's too young. The African-American community doesn't like him. We'll explore that down the road, why. But I think you're absolutely right. But the guy has future in the Democratic Party. I believe.
Oh, sure he does. He's a great speaker. Look how far he's come from being mayor of South Bend, Indiana.
Hey, Bob. I'm really glad we found you and booked you, and we could use your expertise during this very important election year. Thanks again.
Good All right, Bill. You. Thank you.
All right. Cheers.
Thank you for listening to the No Spin News Weekend Edition. To watch the full episodes of the No Spin News, visit BillO'Reilly.com and sign up to become a premium or concierge member. That's BillO'Reilly.com. Sign up and start watching today.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.